carpet and you tug on it, tug on it, tug on it.
You can see it better if you look on the front.
It's not a big deal. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, it
doesn't bother me whatsoever.
Well, one thing I was thinking is looking at a black carpet.
Thank you.
No, you're fine. Just need to test this because it's hot. If it's okay, that's fine. All right, we're getting ready to start the service in about 227 minutes and counting, okay? So let's start it by doing the wave or something, you know, something festive, something good, something exciting. Okay, yeah, just a single wave. That'll be fine. Okay, thank you. That's great. Great. That looks good right there. That drink. All right, in 2 minutes counting, we're going to get started. All right. Don't enjoy that conversation too much back there, Brian. Okay. Joel's drinking hot tea. That's nice this morning. That's good. I hear some people coming. Okay, they're coming. All right. Make some noise. Oh, that's fine. I don't care. I will get even more undignified than this. I usually don't tell you this in advance, but if you want to get out your Bibles when we go to the prayer time in just a few minutes, I'm going to be in, let's see, Psalm 32. I know I only got about 1 minute before that starts, but I'll be in Psalm 32 praying from that. So I'm already live. I can go ahead and go. Oh, wait, I got 45 seconds. I just wanted to make it extra awkward this morning. Oh, yeah, it's getting piped into your house, buddy. It's happening every week for like months. I know you've been watching it. Nice to see you back there. And you. Yeah, in the back row. Glad you're here too. What are you drinking, Judy? The cafe? Okay. Hey, Ethan. Great to see you, buddy. That's live. They heard your name live. Oh, morning. All right. Good morning, Connection Fellowship. It is time to get this thing started. I hope you're having a great morning. Has Jesus risen or has he risen? Jesus has risen. He is risen indeed, and we come together to worship our risen King and Lord, and he is great, and his name is to be praised above every name. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. So we await that day. We pray that Jesus would come quickly, and we're excited that he's setting up a kingdom that will never end. It is not able to be shaken, and that's even now. This morning, as we come together and worship, that kingdom is a kingdom that we're a part of, and we're so grateful by his grace to be there. We want to welcome everyone this morning, any guests that are here. We're so glad that you're here, and also our body that is here each week. We're so thankful. We want to say a special thanks this morning for those watching online. Thank you guys for watching each week, and we miss you guys. Many of you are staying home to stay safe, and we love you and want you to know we wish you were here. But are thankful for technology. That reminds me, let's give it up for the tech guys and gals. Yep, I know Hannah's leading point back there this morning, so we just want to make sure that everybody knows that. Thank you, Hannah. We're just grateful this morning to be gathered together. Please continue to remember to be mindful of some COVID precautions this morning. Remember that not everybody likes to be a close talker, so give some respectful distancing. And also, we want to remind you that we have places to give in the church building. We have our offering, we're taking it up on the wall so that you don't have to touch a basket. So you can just drop it in the offering box, the black offering box next to the resource shelf, and get a book while you're at it. There's some great resources over there. Just remember at the end of service, you know, you guys, we haven't been doing it very well, and I'm just calling everybody out. So at the end of service, if everybody can go outside and we can enjoy the cloudy weather together, okay? So don't stick around and be chit-chatting in here. Go out there and give some respectful distancing and talk out there amongst yourselves and enjoy, okay? I know that was too hard. That was hard. I know. I'm a hard noser. Okay. All right. So biblical community, we want you to pursue that in this difficult season. And we realize that everybody has different preferences and different convictions on how that goes down. So if you want to be a part of a small group, we would love that. We've got some in person. And also, we've got a virtual one going on. I'm just going to walk through those really quick and let you know what's going on right there. So first, we have Chris and Lori Hell's group. That's on Monday nights at 6:30, okay? This will be officially the second group this week. And so if you want to sign up for that, you can sign up on the clipboards back there. You can use your own pen so as not to spread your germs. Or you can sign on online. There's stuff on our homepage. I don't know, has anybody ever gone to our website before? If you've been here for a while, okay, you've been there. Okay, you can check out sermons online. I'd definitely check out Pastor James's previous sermons and Andrew's previous sermons and Justin's. They're fantastic. And you can also check out and sign up for a small group. So Chris and Lori Hale, 6:30 Mondays. They will be there this week. Sign up. David and Anna Lyles are hosting on Tuesday nights at 6:30 as well. And we're at the Stripes house. So you can come there. Justin and Amber Jeans, they've moved recently. They're in a new home off of River Road. And they have a group that meets on Wednesdays at 6:30s. 6:30s. The 30s. Okay. And then Tyler and Carly Brooks are having one on Thursday nights at 6:30 on virtual. Okay. So you can check out that. Please sign up. Again, the ones that are meeting in person, they should have childcare. So if you have any concerns about that, then let us know. If you're wondering what we'll be studying this week, great question. We're going to try to look at the scripture in advance before it's preached. So this coming week, I'm going to ask everybody to be going through John 13. You can look at the entire chapter. We'll focus on a section on love, a community of love, as we talk about biblical community. But as a group, look at all of John 13. That would be fantastic. A couple of reminders from last week, if you weren't here or you didn't check the live stream, with Pastor James stepping down as an elder in October 18th, which is super sad, but we're super thankful for his service and faithfulness, as well as for Amy's. We are looking for some biblically qualified men to serve as elders. And so what I mentioned last week is if you could be praying for those things and looking at 1 Timothy 3 and Titus and looking at the qualifications and praying and asking God is maybe I'm supposed to be an elder at Connection Fellowship, praying that God would raise up men here or maybe outside of the church that he would have to serve in those capacities alongside with me. So that is my prayer, and I would love for you guys to pray along with us. Also, I mentioned last week that we've had some rain damage over the last several months to years, and we're looking to fix that as well as hopefully replace this carpet in here. I know you guys have gotten really attached to it because I can see that with all the stains on it, but we're looking to get it out of here, and we're just asking you guys to pray for that. We've got some leftover tech monies, got some leftover mission monies that since we didn't go on our mission trips, and we're thinking about recarpeting this area and some of the children's rooms, so and the sign outside as well. So if you guys can pray for that, we're just looking for God's wisdom. If you've got like a special deal or you know someone who can give us the hookup, let us know as we pray together. Also, our missionary partners, we've been praying for them. We have a lot of transition, as I mentioned last week, with the Nelsons coming off and the Hollies coming off as well. And we're just praying, God, what would you have us to do in regards to support? So would you be praying that as well? There's so many great people, individuals, and families out there serving all over the globe, and we just want to know what God wants for our church. So be praying for that as well. Also, just pray for those that are, this has been on my heart this morning, those in our congregation who have chronic pain and who have been coming out of surgeries. There are a lot in our congregation, and my heart is extra burdened for them this morning. So would you be praying for them as we move into our time of prayer? All right, if you don't mind standing, we're going to pray through the middle of 1 Timothy 6, and then we'll flip back over and look at Psalm 32. And just remember, Psalm 32 is a penitent, repentant type psalm. And as we move into that section, maybe you guys could pray along with us and just repent before the Lord, confess your sins, and look to him for help. All right, 1 Timothy 6, I'm just looking at the middle section as we think upon the greatness of our God and King. Dear God, we just marvel at the fact that you are blessed And we praise you this morning for that fact. Lord, you're the only sovereign. Oh, you're king. You're amazing. You're in control, God. And this word says you're the King of kings and you're the Lord of lords. So we just humbly bow before your presence, Lord. We stand in awe of you. Lord, we just want to pause right now and be still and know that you're God. Lord, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and singing and celebration, Lord. You alone have immortality. You dwell in unapproachable light. No one has ever seen or can see you. Lord, to you be the honor and the glory and eternal dominion. And we thank you that Jesus, Lord, is the image of you, Father, the invisible God. We thank you to see Jesus is to see you, to see his life, to see his labors of love is to see your heart, Heavenly Father. To see his holiness and his love for truth is to see you this morning. And Lord, we gather together to celebrate, but we also gather together to repent. But even in repentance, Lord, we thank you that we can come because you're a God of mercy. So we look at Psalm 32 and we want to say, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. And God, that's because of you. Lord, that's because you sent your son and he shed his blood to provide atonement for us. And Lord, we are happy that we are forgiven. Lord, of our greatest sins and failures, Lord, they're covered by your blood and we celebrate. Lord, your word says, blessed is the man against whom the Lord has counts no iniquity and whose spirit there is no deceit. And we just thank you, Lord, that God, by your grace, you would not count our sins against us, Lord. And we pray that we would be a people, Lord, in whom there is no deceit. Lord, we pray that we would not be liars. God, we pray that you forgive us for that. Lord, we pray and we don't want to be like the psalmist who, when he kept silent in his sin, his bones wasted away and he had groaning all day long. Lord, that your hand of discipline was heavy upon him and his strength was dried up with the summer heat. Lord, we don't want to be like that. We want to acknowledge, Lord, our sin to you. We don't want to cover our sins. We want to confess them to you so that you would cover them this morning. Lord, we want to confess that our transgressions to you, O Lord, and know that you alone forgive, and so we praise you. Lord, we pray that everyone who is your child, who is godly, would offer prayer up to you at this time when you may be found. Lord, that's such a good news. We can approach your throne of grace with confidence. And Lord, we can come to you now because you will be found. You said if we knock, that it would be open to us. If we would seek you, we would find you. If we seek you with all our heart. Lord, we thank you that you are a hiding place for us, that you preserve us from trouble, that you surround us with shouts of deliverance. Lord, you will deliver us from our sins and the control and the bondage that they have over us by the power of your Spirit. We celebrate that this morning. We pray with the psalmist that you would instruct us individually and as a church and teach us in the way that we should go. Lord, we don't know which way to go, but you do. Lord, we pray that you would counsel us with your eye upon us, that we would not be like the horse or the mule without understanding, that would have to be curbed with the bit and bridle. Instead, we pray that we be very sensitive to your Spirit this morning. Lord, many are the sorrows of the wicked, but the steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. So we trust you, Lord. Lord, we want to be glad in you and rejoice because you are righteous. Lord, we shout for joy with the upright in heart. God, together as we pray together, Lord, we're praying an extra outpouring of your Spirit on Pastor James as he preaches this morning and on Kirk as he leads us. We pray that every aspect of the service would bring praise and glory and honor to you. Lord, we humbly thank you for the journey groups that you've started and ask that you would move powerfully and put a deep desire in us for biblical community where we love each other well and we bear one another's burdens, especially in this challenging season. Lord, we pray that you would show us which missionaries to support, and we think about our missionaries right now that we're supporting, Lord, our congregation as we go out daily to make disciples, but also for the Schottleitners and the Ribordes. Lord, we pray that your power would be at work in their life and that you would be glorified. Lord, we pray, Father, just, Lord, as many in our church are still grieving, we think about the Josh and Heather at the loss of his brother and Anna at the loss of her brother. And so many in our church who are dealing with sickness and they're struggling with chronic pain. Lord, I think about many specific people this morning. I think about some that have come out of surgery recently, and I pray that you would be near to them, Lord. I know you're near to the brokenhearted, that they might sense your love and your power with them in the midst of their suffering, and that you might bear them up, and that we might love and care for them well as a church body. Lord, we pray that you would honor yourself today as we sing. Lord, you'd fill our hearts with praise. And we're grateful that we get to gather together. We pray it all in Christ's name. Amen. We're about to turn the lights out, and then we are going to sing together a few songs together.
I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I'll raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. He's alive. I raise a hallelujah.